A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know, we've already got two types of people. The one type that's like, oh, I can't believe it, they're doing another video like this. The other's like, oh, isn't it great that we have this platform known as YouTube where we can do all this speculative stuff and just have a rollicking good time. But I want you to know this, I love each and every single one of you like I bore you myself. I'm still hoping one day I will give birth to a child. Because, you know, if I do that, it'd be like the film with Arnold Schwarzenegger Jr. I'm going to make a lot of money. But I don't know why we were talking about that. And instead, we are going to talk about 10 WWE wrestlers who must also join the ranks of All Elite Wrestling. So strap yourself in. This is going to be a rocky ride. Number 10, Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens makes everything incredibly entertaining. I mean, there was one point in 2020 where he like beat Aleister Black in a match after the lights flicked on and off. And then when he went backstage, he really, really enjoyed a banana and even explained why on Twitter. If any other wrestler had done that, they would have been dragged through the coals. They would have been eaten on social media. But Kevin Owens, he just gets a very loving thumbs up. This is why he needs more, though. Why he was Universal Champion a few years ago, it never really felt like he was a main event guy, and it felt like we were holding back just a little bit. And if you need any evidence for that, remember how he lost that championship? That's right, it was to Goldberg. And my dad beat him in around about 8 seconds. Also, there's so many layers to KO that you need to celebrate. He's not your typical WWE guy, to the point many fans are like, well, he's never going to make it there. They'll never hire him. And not only has he done this and stayed employed for a very long time, I would say he is a pivotal part of that organization. So the only thing that is missing is pushing him to the moon. You've already figured this one out. But you know what company would do that? That's right, it's All Elite Wrestling. I mean, the sheer fire he would walk in that place, everybody would be losing their damn minds. And can you imagine him on BTE? He would fit into that YouTube show like me and my bald head. You could also have him as a good guy and you could have him as a bad guy. He's able to adapt on a whim. And all that really matters is that he's happy. It certainly seems like he is happy with his life in WWE. But if there ever is a chance to jump ship and I could push him, I'd give him a shove. Number 9, Shayna Baszler. I think it's fair to say, ever since Shayna Baszler moved to the main roster, it's been a little stop-start. Like, I can't figure out why. All you needed to do was exactly what you did do down in NXT and just copy and paste it. What do I know? Absolutely, clearly nothing. But it is very confusing. For example, at one point, she was indeed going to win the 2020 Royal Rumble. And she didn't. Then she was going to beat Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 36 for the Raw Women's Championship. And she didn't. Vince McMahon just kept changing his mind. I can only presume because he doesn't believe in Shayna Baszler. And someone is going to have to explain that to me more than a Rubik's Cube because it doesn't make any sense. And as I speak, she's now in some kind of comedy tag team with Nia Jax, which also goes over my head. And really, Shayna can be the top female performer in your division. All you have to do is allow her to do wrestling matches because she has become such a good grappler over the years using her UFC MMA skills. So with that in mind, do you know who is still trying to find their feet with their own women's division? That's right, it's AEW, it's All Elite Wrestling, and I think Shayna Baszler would fit into this perfectly. You could even give her the title and have her go on a crazy run. She also fits the bill because AEW is trying to present their product as more as a sport, and who doesn't want to see Baszler versus Shida? More to the point, who doesn't want to see Britt Baker versus Shayna Baszler? Britt Baker could be the cowardly heel, and Shayna Baszler could chase her down like a shark. AEW could also use another monster female on that roster, which is why Shayna Baszler, you go right to the top. But AJ Styles. Recently, AJ Styles admitted that when his WWE contract was coming up, he got in touch with All Elite Wrestling just to test the waters. Now, this melted the internet down, but why? Like, why? It's business. Of course you do that. You would be more mad if you were about to be a free agent and you're like, I don't want to talk to New Japan, I don't want to talk to Ring of Honor, I don't want to talk to Impact, I don't want to talk to anyone, I'm solely just going to look in the direction of World Wrestling Entertainment. That's not how it works, and you're not going to make the most money. Stars has also had an incredible run in WWE, and one that nobody could predict it, because this is another Kevin Owens. AJ Styles was never even meant to be a player within that federation. And now, again, not only is he a major asset, but he has been world champion multiple times, and I bet he gets another run with that belt too. He's also one of Vince McMahon's favorites. We are getting to a point where you ask yourself, well, what else could the Phenomenal One do in WWE? And there's not that many answers. But if you open the door and he goes into the AEW house, all of a sudden you can get very excited. I mean, AJ Styles versus Cody, AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho, AJ Styles versus Kenny Omega, AJ Styles versus Hangman Page, and of course, AJ Styles versus Luchasaurus. And if you want to believe that this could be true, do not forget that Styles reportedly fell out with Paul Heyman recently. So maybe if they do keep bumping heads or he just doesn't like the sight of him anymore, he will decide to come across to the competition. The issue here being that his contract, I think, only was just renewed, as we've just mentioned. So we may be sat on this for a while, but dare to dream. Number seven, the Usos. As I say these words, Jey Uso has become a single star in the making. I mean, the sheer amount of emotion he threw out there on the SmackDown before Clash of Champions, his incredible performance at Clash of Champions, all these things just tick my boxes. And Jimmy Uso, he was great in that too. The Usos are still, to this day, severely underrated. But let's not pretend otherwise, though. As soon as his brother is ready to go back to the ring, WWE are not going to push Jey Uso in the singles division. They will have the tag team come back together, which is smart. They're one of the best pairings in the world. But the issue is the WWE tag team division, which is like a roller coaster. But actually, it doesn't go up and down like that. It kind of just goes down for ages, then peaks a little bit, and then falls further. Vince McMahon just doesn't deem the tag teams as important as the singles, and you know what? That's absolutely fine. It's his company, he's the boss, he's the CEO, he's the one with all the cash. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. But that means, as a fan, I'm allowed to spout my mouth off and say that the Usos should go to AEW. Because regardless what your allegiance may be, it would be hard to argue that All Elite Wrestling isn't massively focused on their tag teams. I mean, it feels like everybody has some kind of guy or girl they can team up with on a whim, and I love that. Also, throughout the case of one Dynamite, you sometimes get 2 to 3 tag team matches. That is nuts. The tag belts also sometimes headline shows, which are just telling the audience that you need to care about this. And you know that Jimmy and Jey would have more freedom and more creativity in All Elite Wrestling, and that's why I want to see it. Giving that to performers is so important. I mean, look at Jon Moxley. You could also say that the Usos are another pair that have done all they can in WWE, which is why arriving in Pastures New would just be good for everyone. As long as they want to, of course. I'm just being very selfish. Number six, Timothy Thatcher. I don't really get what happened to Timothy Thatcher on NXT. Like, he arrived with a bang, he had some success when he was fighting in a pit, but then he ran into Dexter Lumis, who beat him, and then he hasn't found like anything ever since. Unlike everybody else too, it doesn't feel like WWE's MO is trying to protect Timmy with these defeats, which is what they do for everybody else, like 50-50 booking and, you know, making sure the bad guy or the good guy attacks the person they just lost to straight after the bell. With Timothy Thatcher, he just loses and then we move on to something else. It's a massive shame because he's really unique. I'm not saying that he's gonna join AEW and become the world champion. I think he could be a real solid mid-card or upper mid-card guy, and he'd get a much better shake of the stick. And he would likely end up in bigger feuds. And also, if you're a wrestling fan that likes technical grappling, don't you want to see Thatcher versus Kenny Omega? I am not ashamed to say I want to see that more than I want to see my own face. I mean, I've seen this enough. It's still so early for him in WWE that maybe I am jumping the gun a little bit, and of course I am. It's something that popped up into my brain, and I'm going to be keeping an eye on it. Number five, Naomi. This one makes all the sense in the world, because here we have Naomi, a very talented wrestler who also has a fan base and pretty much can have a good match with anyone you put her in the ring with, and yet we never do nothing with her. Even after the hashtag Naomi deserves better started to trend, WWE still didn't change the plan, and I'm kind of surprised she still wants to be there. Again, it's up to her. If she's smiling every day and she feels good, that's all that matters. But I would like to see her do more. I'd like to see her do more on SmackDown. But if that's not going to happen, she should be given a chance elsewhere. So for many of the reasons we've already mentioned, she would kill it in AEW. I mean, that women's division is screaming out for somebody like Naomi. She would come in with all the momentum in the world. And much like Shayna Baszler, you can make her the champion, and no one's going to blink an eye. She's a huge star. You can even kind of do what we've done done with Jon Moxley and just put the belt on her for ages and establish her as the person you want to tune in to see. And that would happen. She is flipping relatable, and she has been now for years. Number four, Cesaro. You knew it was coming because it always does in lists like this, but let's sit down and have a quick debate. Who is a better in-ring general than the Swiss Superman? Maybe you have another name that comes to mind, but do you know who is right behind them? That's right, it's Cesaro, arguably the most underused man in the world. Not even in wrestling, he's just underused in everything. Him going to AEW, though, would create some amazing headlines, and really, what is WWE gonna do with him now? They made it quite clear they don't believe that he's world championship material, and who else is he gonna tag with? I think I tagged with Cesaro at one point because he is tagged with literally everybody. I also can't see Vince McMahon changing his mind after the audience has been so vocal about this for such a long period of time. So if he did go over to AEW, oh my gosh, the sheer freshness it would create. He'd also have a major point to prove, which as we've seen before can be a major motivator. And if it does happen, I will say this. Let's say he arrives in January 2021, I'm just making this up. By December 2021, he would be the AEW World Champion. Not because he deserves it, but because he earned it. Number three, Daniel Bryan. Back in 2018, Daniel Bryan did an interview where he laughed at the thought of his feud with The Miz going all the way to WrestleMania, because we were a long way away from the show of shows. And as Daniel himself said, who would have that much faith in WWE to do a long-term storyline? Shots fired. So that man just does not care in the best possible way. And he's also said time and time again, the only thing he cares about is wrestling. When it did seem like he was going to be able to return to the ring, he even told WWE, look, I don't care if I do it in your ring or in CMML or Ring of Honor or New Japan. I just want to have a bit of a grapple. So if you hold me back, well, go flub yourself, I'm out. So if you take all of that, and that he wants long-term storytelling, and that he's got a lot of friends in AEW, well, why, before he retires, doesn't he have one lovely run that would make us very, very happy? The wrestling world would also explode while also just feeling so pleased for Daniel Bryan, because we love him. He's the nicest guy ever. And again, I'm not going to go through all the opponents I want to see, but I absolutely want to see all those opponents. Especially, oddly, Daniel Bryan versus Jungle Boy. Just think they'd kill it. Number two, Kofi Kingston. In my dream world, I want a story at one point to be Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods on three different WWE brands, but they're still supporting each other, even though they have been ripped apart. Just think it'd be quite nice. If that's not going to happen, though, and we are going to continue to push Big E, which I want more than life itself, I think when it comes to Kofi Kingston, he could do a lot worse than joining AEW. My main reason for this is that I don't think Kingston is going to have another world title run, even though I totally believe that Kofi Kingston deserves one more world title run. But I never actually thought it was going to happen to begin with, which I suppose means I should never say never. But look how it ended. Brock Lesnar ate him alive in, what, 7 seconds, whatever it was? I don't think that paints a very good picture. Also, Kofi has kind of completed WWE at this stage. I mean, what else does he have to prove? And what else can he possibly do? He has overcome all of the odds, which would help him if he did decide to join AEW. And also, once again, it would just make me very happy. To the point, I'd do a dance. Let's not pretend he doesn't have years left in him as well. That man is like concrete. And if he does do this, if he also wants to like steal Xavier Woods, I'm not going to be against that either. Number one, Bray Wyatt. And let's end with a mad one, because why the hell not? Now, do I ever see this happening? No. But just sometimes on a cold, dark night, do I think that maybe WWE doesn't understand what they have with Bray Wyatt and have put him through the ringer one too many times? Yes, I do. But be it the Eater of Worlds or the Fiend, there have been so many baffling booking decisions that Bray is always on his toes trying to keep his own characters alive. I mean, how many articles have you seen that start with, here's what WWE needs to do to fix Bray Wyatt? Fix Bray Wyatt? Bray Wyatt should be killing everything because he's so damn good and he's so damn creative. And while some people like to roll their eyes at the hocus pocus, I just think this is him thinking outside the box. And if he did go to AEW, where everybody is thinking outside the box anyway, I have absolutely no idea what Wyatt could come up with, but it could change the globe forever. Bray couldn't use any of his pre-existing personas for obvious reasons, but that's just why it excites me even more. Because I think at one point, he is going to come up with a third character, and hey, while we are here fantasy booking, why not do it in All Elite Wrestling?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.